Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
My friend, this is so simple to understand. Even a caveman could understand this. That if there's going to be speaking in the tongues at the church at Corinth, here's how it must be done. Let it be done by, at two individuals. At the most, three individuals. No more than that. And that by course. The word course means order. In other words, let one speak when they are done. And we're going to find out, let there be an interpreter. But after he speaks, let somebody else speak. And when they're done, interpretate. When they're done, number three person speaks. Well, what about number four? Bob says, shut up at the most. Because remember, there's unbelievers in there. And you talk about bringing confusion. And by the way, it was such a problem in Corinth that it became the most wanted gift. It was the most desired gift. So people were exercising these things out of order. And they all get, and I'm going to do it too. Eddie did it, and I'm going to do it. And because I did it, Bonnie's husband, David, is going to do it. Now CJ's got, I got to do it too. I got to, notice I didn't name any women. We're going to get to that later. All right. In most churches today that practice this issue of speaking in tongues, that we believe they're done away with, but they still hold to the gift of tongues. I would say most all of them violate this principle that the pastor encourages the whole congregation to speak in tongues. I've heard it. I've watched it. I've never attended a service. I don't plan on attending service. I don't want you attending service. Just believe what I say. You can Google and watch these things. That they actually encourage the whole congregation to speak in tongues because it's a sign of gift of salvation, exercise, a sign of the Holy Ghost. Anyway, they encourage that. Violating biblical principles, even if it was in vogue today, which it is not, they're violating this huge principle. Let it be by one, two, or by three at the most, and let it be in order, not all at the same time. And then let one interpret so that somebody would interpret. Now, we're going to read here. It could be himself. God could give that individual not just the gift of speaking in tongues. Perhaps he gave him the gift of interpretation. Maybe. God does whatever he wants to do it. But perhaps he gave that gift of interpretation to somebody else. And that's what he's saying. If there's not verse number 28, but if there be no interpreter, let him keep silent in the church, which brings a great question. Do y'all ever think, when Paul says, what does he mean by that? But say you're speaking in tongues and you can't bring it back. What happens if there's no interpreter? It's too late. Well, how do you know if there's no interpreter? Because he says this, if there be no interpreter, let him keep silent in churches. Do you understand what I'm saying? How do you know not to speak in tongues if you know there's not an interpreter? Because it must be of God. You get that principle. If there is no interpreter, then it's not of God. He's not been led by the Spirit of God to speak in tongues. It's not of God, it's of himself. He'd given him. So I want you to don't miss this. Okay? And a lot of people were doing this at that time, that there was no interpreter. Well, how do they know it wasn't an interpreter until after they speak in tongues? Because it wasn't of God. If it wasn't, do you see what I'm saying? If it was of God, he would have provided an interpreter. Why? Because God's not an author of confusion. Y'all see that? Okay. Paul set the guidelines and instructions for speaking in tongues in a church assembly. No more than three could speak in a service, and the speaking would have to be done by course and order, not simultaneously, one after another, and someone needed to interpret. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silent in the churches. Let him keep it to himself. You are not to speak if no one was able to interpret your message. Paul is issuing guidelines or rules on how to handle this gift properly in a church setting. We know that these gifts were done away with in the first century. But even if they were still alive today, churches today who practice teaching in tongues violate these guidelines and their rules from God's word. And we'll get to more. And I wanted to finish this quickly. Let me do that. I got 3 minutes. Verse number 29. Again, he talks about not just speaking in tongues, but this thing about prophesying. Let the prophet speak two or three and let the other judge. In other words, he did the same thing about tongues. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Okay? Everybody's not supposed to stand up and prophesy. At the most two, at the most three. Same with tongues. Everything has to be done decently because everybody wanted, well, if he could say something and he could say something, I want to say something too. No. Shut up. Because he says this. If anything revealed to another that sitteth by, the fourth person, it's just burning. But he sitteth by, let him first hold his peace. Just shut up and wait. For ye may all prophesy one by one that all may learn and all may be comforted. Aren't you glad that all y'all don't preach? Amen. It's hard enough for me to preach an hour or half hour. I hate to hear for all y'all. I'd be here for hours. I got something to say too, preacher. Me too. That's a silly illustration, but that's what he's saying here. He also instructed those who prophesied to speak in order, not on top of each other. While one prophesied, the other would listen and judge if the message was in harmony with the rest of the word of God, the rest of what he knew. Anyway, there's so much here. Ain't this good stuff? If anything revealed to another that sitteth by, let him first hold his peace. Not everyone is supposed to be at the same, speak at the same time. And by the way, don't be long-winded. He's telling them that. Don't be long. Other people get to speak too. Oh, we'd love to say. I tell these young preachers, and sometimes I need to learn it myself, just sit down, or stand up, speak up, and then sit down. Say what you have to say, then sit down. You can wear people out with just going on, diarrhea of the mouth, on and on and on and on. He said, that's kind of what is included here. For all may prophesy by one, that all may learn and all may be comforted. That's the thought. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. What does that mean? That when they spoke, that they would not be out of control, but could control the speaking of the word of God. They were under control, led by the Spirit of God. That's what this is saying. They weren't controlling their own spirit. The Spirit of God was controlling them because it says, and we'll close with this one, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. And that's where we're in there this morning because I got to quit. Because next week, I won't be here. I'll be in South Sudan next Sunday. But when I get back, let your women keep silent in the churches. I can't wait. Preacher, you're mean. No, it doesn't mean what you think it means as far as you can speak, you can give testimony, you can speak. He's talking about these things about speaking in tongues and prophesying. There are not to be any women preachers, any women prophets. But what about Deborah? Well, that's a whole other story. We'll talk about that later. You know why? Let me give you this. You know why Deborah was a prophet? There wasn't any good. They were all rotten men. So God had to use a woman. But if you'll notice, when a man came, she disappeared off this. I got to quit. I'll save it when I come back, okay? I'll save it. Our Father, we love you. Wow. What a great study. We thank you for Jesus or for your word. Lord, we pray that today will be a time we just rejoice and say it's been so good to be in God's house this morning. In Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting WestwoodGospelTime.com. That's WestwoodGospelTime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's WestwoodGospelTime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.